Hey, fellow high functioners. Welcome to today's installment of the Disaster Diaries. So I started my day with the Miracle Morning, and I didn't finish it all because I overslept a little bit. I joined a meetup group last month in October. If you don't know about meetup.com, where on earth have you been? But I joined a meetup group for making friends. It's for women 55 and older, and I'm not 55, but I thought the worst they're going to say is no, not let me in. So I just went for it, and they let me in. So I went 3 weeks ago, and then I went today, and it's all women, and I met a lady there my first time, and we connected on different things. She's technically old enough to be my mom, but she doesn't look like it, and she's super, like, she's really cool, and I love that she is incredibly active in the community, and like, she volunteers a lot. So she's retired, and so she volunteers a lot, and she is very open-minded and helpful and kind. And I just like, wow. And so I think that's really cool. Anyway, so I'm not going next week, but I plan to go in 2 weeks. Also, it's important to make friends. I have some friends, but I don't have that many. I'm introverted, and my circle has always been very small. But going through what I'm going through with my mom is very enlightening and eye-opening. And I know I was talking to my brother a couple weeks ago, and I said, I don't want to be like this when I get old. I hope I'm not like that. So I need to get a few more friends. And so that's my goal in attending these meetups, is to make more friends, like in-person friends, because, you know, like, virtual is cool and all, like, it's helpful, but it's not the same as in-person friendships. So, and before I move along and in my entry here, I just have to say, it's going on 2 a.m. So technically this is Sunday, but it's been a good day, but I'm just behind in getting this done. So when I got back home, actually, I had an iced chai latte from the coffee shop that we meet up at. And so I got it without the milk, and they were very, very accommodating, because I asked if I could get it without the milk and then just put my protein drink in it. So I had a vanilla protein shake, and they were like, sure. I said, I just need the protein. I know that you don't want us to bring outside beverages in it, but can I just get it without the milk? And it's fine to pay the regular price, but I just need to put my protein shake in it instead of milk. And they were like, sure. They were super accommodating. And so I was grateful for that. And I was thinking that the chocolate protein shake would be really good in this chai latte too, because, and before you go, oh, gross, I get the spiced one, and it's really spicy. So it's kind of almost like a cayenne pepper spice. And I think putting the chocolate protein drink in will make it taste like, if you've ever had the spicy, like cayenne chocolate. We tried that, I think, a couple years ago, and we really, really liked it. So I think that I'm going to try it. So anyway, when I got home from my meetup, the IU game was on, Indiana University, the football game was on, and So I watched that with Brandon and I fell asleep like right at the very end of it. I know that we were way ahead when I fell asleep. It was near the end of the fourth quarter. So yeah, I fell asleep for, I think, an hour and a half, maybe. I ate my leftovers from last night. The salmon and a few bites of salad because apparently my mom was going to steal my food, but she doesn't like salmon. So that saved me. But she did eat some of my salad, which I'm really surprised that she did because she does not like blue cheese dressing. And she dumped my dressing out onto the salad that was left because I brought the dressing home just in case I needed a little bit more, which was really going to be unlikely, but she dumped it out. So my salad was technically swimming in blue cheese dressing, but I know she didn't eat it because of the blue cheese. So she ate about half of what I had, but she probably just couldn't stomach that blue cheese. Anyway, I hit my protein goal for the day at 87 grams. And I did about half of that with protein drinks. So I had technically a half of a protein shake with my chai latte because I only drank half the drink. I gave the rest to Brandon. And then I drank one protein shake, a full one. So that's 15. My salmon was about 22. And then I had a yogurt for 20 grams. So that's really exciting. After dinner, we watched Dateline. I love Dateline, and I have for many years, like since it started. I don't know how many years ago it started. Like, I think it started in the 90s. I feel like I was in junior high or high school, and I have always loved that show. But we have YouTube TV, and we watch it on, like it's on every day, on True Crime TV and or NBC Now. And then we didn't watch last night's Dateline. I think there probably was a new episode just like on the new season or the current season that was on last night on NBC, but we didn't watch that. Maybe tomorrow. I practiced Pilates. Y'all, Pilates is no joke. So when I started doing yoga, I think it was 2003, and I thought that was hard. And I did, like, I had the VHS Pilates workouts around that time, but I thought they were stupid. So I didn't like them. I have a lot of respect for these people who do Pilates. There's a lot of core work in that. And not that you don't do core work in yoga, but it's different and it's way more intense. So I did a 34-minute Pilates mat routine or workout from YouTube Pilates. And yeah, that was hard. And my abs are crying. Then we worked on Total Money Makeover. Well, I did. But then I got the Every Dollar app. And we're on the 2-week free trial. But I think I'm going to cancel it because we are in a no-spend November. And I'm going to cancel it and then pay for it on December 1st, unless we decide to make an exception for that cost. So really just working to figure out the app and how it works. And because it's not, at least for the, you know, 15 or 20 minutes I spent on it, it's not super intuitive. Like, oh, I see what I've already spent versus planned. So I think I've already figured out some of it, but I just need to be in there playing with it. And then we're using it to create the budget, which I had it go ahead and create the budget for us, but it didn't really do that. So yeah, I'll just have to figure it out. Then I'm also working to brainstorm my goals for 2026, my personal ones. I know I mentioned that a few days ago, or several days ago, really, because I think it was my birthday. And it's really just that time of year where, really, for anybody, you need to be thinking about what you want for the coming year. And I know that my goals that I had set for this year, 2025, totally got blown to shit because I lost my job. And that's okay. I've just had to make massive pivots and figure things out. And that's okay. And then I need to talk to Brandon because we have to make our couple goals for the next year. Today was just, it was nice. The pool didn't get closed. But, what are you going to do? It's not going to be cold tomorrow or Monday for that matter. So, it's not going to be 70 degrees like it was today, but it's not going to be cold. So we're okay. I just need to get the chemicals in and we'll be okay. And then get it covered up. So yeah, this is kind of it's short, but it's also just like a checklisty kind of thing. I'm tired, which I should be given that it's about 2 a.m. So I will let y'all go for now. I'll see you tomorrow with the next installment of the Disaster Diaries.